ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 3, Text Number 21, Chapter entitled The Birth of Lord Krishna. Tvamasya lokasya vibhori rikshishur Grihe avatirno si mama akhileshvara Rajanya samgyasura koti yuthapair Nirvhyumana nihanishyase chamo Tvamasya lokasya vibhori rikshishur Grihe avatirno asimama akhileshvara Rajanya samgyasura koti yuthapair Nirvhyumana nihanishyase chamo Tvamasya lokasya vibhori rikshishur Grihe avatirno asimama akhileshvara Rajanya samgyasura koti yuthapair Nirvhyumana nihanishyase chamo Tvamasya lokasya vibhori rikshishur Grihe avatirnosi mama akhileshvara Rajanya samgyasura koti yuthapair Matajis Nirvhyumana nihanishyase chamo Tvam, your lordship, asya, of this world, lokasya, especially of this Martyaloka, the planet earth, vibho, O supreme, ririkshishu, desiring protection from the disturbance of the asuras, grihe, in this house, avatirnasi, have now appeared, mama, my, akhila ishvara, although you are the proprietor of the entire creation, rajanya samgya asura koti yuthapai, with millions of demons and their followers in the roles of politicians and kings. Niryuyamanaha, which are moving here and there all over the world. Nihanishyase, will kill. Chamuhu, the army's paraphernalia, soldiers and retinues. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Translation. O my Lord, proprietor of all creation, you have now appeared in my house, desiring to protect this world. I am sure that you will kill all the armies that are moving all over the world under the leadership of politicians who are dressed as Kshatriya rulers but who are factually demons. They must be killed by you for the protection of the innocent public. Purport. Krishna appears in this world for two purposes. Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha duskritam. To protect the innocent religious devotees of the Lord and to annihilate all the uneducated, uncultured asuras who unnecessarily bark like dogs and fight amongst themselves for political power. It is said, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. The Hare Krishna movement is also an incarnation of Krishna in the form of the holy name Nama Rupe. Every one of us who is actually afraid of the Asuric rulers and politicians must welcome this incarnation of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then we will surely be protected from the harassment of Asuric rulers. At the present moment, these rulers are so powerful that by hook or by crook they capture the highest posts in government and harass countless numbers of people on the plea of national security or some emergency. Then again, one asura defeats another asura, but the public continues to suffer. Therefore, the entire world is in a precarious condition, and the only hope is this Hare Krishna movement. Lord Narsingdev appeared when Prahlad was excessively harassed by his Asuric father. Because of such Asuric fathers, that is, the ruling politicians, it is very difficult to press forward the Hare Krishna movement. But because Krishna has now appeared in his holy name through this movement, we can hope that these Asuric fathers will be annihilated and the kingdom of God established all over the world. The entire world is now full of many asuras in the guise of politicians, gurus, sadhus, yogis and incarnations. And they are misleading the general public away from Krishna consciousness, which can offer true benefit to human society. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavani Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Seeking your blessings of all devotees assembled here. So this is the chapter entitled Birth of Lord Krishna. And here we are at the prayers where Vasudeva is actually praying to the Supreme Lord Krishna, who has appeared in the prison cell of Kamsa. And just to the preface to this chapter, we all know before the first chapter beginning that how Mother Earth actually she went to Brahmaji, and thereafter Krishna's appearance, because so many tribulations, you know, which Mother Earth had gone through, and again now Vasudeva and Devaki, they are also going through so many tribulations. Right from the beginning, we heard Visvanatha Radhana Swami Maharaj was mentioning the point of how Devaki was about to be killed by Kamsa, but then Vasudeva, you know, trying to what you call plead him, and somehow he managed to avoid killing Devaki. Thereafter, they underwent many other tribulations. They had to see in front of their own eyes their own six children being killed by Kamsa. So, I was just going through this entire chapter, and Prabhupada also in the future verses, Prabhupada is speaking about this tribulations, you know, Devaki and Vasudeva they are undergoing. So I thought that I will discuss more on this topic of tribulations, and also in amidst all the tribulations, how they have this faith in the Supreme Lord that yes, the Lord will always protect us. And regarding this tribulations, especially in the first canto, 9th chapter, text number 19, Bhishmadeva is praying to Krishna, because when he is about to leave his body on the deathbed, and Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking him questions, and Bhishmadeva, he is praying a very beautiful he is offering beautiful prayers to the Lord. And here Prabhupada is actually giving a very beautiful purport on this topic of tribulations, when miseries come in devotees' lives. How do the devotee take it actually? How does the devotee take it? Because normally tribulations, they come in everybody's life. But what is the consciousness of a devotee? Prabhupada writes in the purport, "Tribulations imposed upon the devotees by the Lord constitute another exchange of transcendental bhav between the Lord and his devotee." I will repeat again. "Tribulations imposed upon the devotees by the Lord constitute another exchange of transcendental bhav between the Lord and the devotee." The Lord says, "I put my devotee into difficulty, and thus the devotee becomes more purified in exchanging transcendental bhav with me. Placing the devotee into material troubles necessitates delivering him from the illusory material liberations." So we see, you know, even Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned, because when he was successfully, you know, having his business, you know, that was Prayag Pharmacy. Because Prabhupada recalls, you know, we were hearing yesterday's lecture, Prabhupada is recalling his about Kumbh Mela, and he speaks that, you know, "I was there in Prayag." He's having a successful business going on. But thereafter, when he was again and again having these dreams of his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that please take sannyas, now you have to take sannyas. But Prabhupada was hesitant. He thought that I have many responsibilities, as we heard now, this relationships. Placing the devotee into material troubles necessitates delivering him from the illusory material relations. So Prabhupada, he was saying, Krishna, he took away everything from me. Harishyata dhanam sanay. Because when everything is taken away from the devotee of the Lord, what he has is nothing else actually. If you see a materialistic person, when he becomes completely bankrupt, he doesn't have anything for him to even take shelter of. In fact, he becomes completely morose. Sometimes he commits suicide. But for a devotee, when everything goes, he knows that actually it is the will of the Lord. He knows that actually the Lord wants me to take complete shelter. Although I was taking shelter of the Lord, but what has happened now? Since the Lord has taken everything from me, now I have to completely take shelter. Nothing. Now, small attachments whichever are left in me, they should also be completely abandoned. And now I should take complete shelter of the Lord. Therefore, when material resources are withdrawn by the Lord, the devotee is sent person attracted toward the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So for us, obviously, sometimes, you know, many a times, you know, we are not 100% attracted. So sometimes the Lord personally arranges such situations by which we are actually, you know, everything is taken away from us. Thus the Lord snatches the fallen soul from the mire of material existence. Tribulations offered by the Lord to his devotees are different from the tribulations resulting from vicious actions. So here Prabhupada also is mentioning about this asura fighting with another asura, and the politicians, and giving a lot of tribulations upon the devotees. And again, we should understand that whatever, it is not because of vicious action, because this question was asked by one of the devotees while I was coming from Thane to Bombay back to temple. He was asking me that why, because, you know, I have been a very good devotee, but still why this, you know, this thing is, somebody had to, you know, somebody took a loan from him, and then somehow or other, you know, that person is not ready to give it back. In fact, it was his own very close relative. So why these tribulations are there upon the devotee? Although, you know, I am such a good devotee, and even though they know that karma is there, you know, because the thing of karma, when we do good activities in the past, we'll get good, but when something bad happens, you know, then we'll get, but there still it's not, you know, what you call, palatable, you know. No, actually, why? Still, I am such a good devotee. I have not done anything wrong now. But one should understand now, I was just answering him, that we should understand that when we have surrendered completely to the lotus feet of the Lord, so Krishna takes charge of our lives. So whatever miseries are coming, so as we see, tribulations offered by the Lord to His devotee are different from the tribulations resulting from vicious action. So I was telling him that this action which is coming, this reaction which is coming to you, is not because of your previous activities or karma, but now Krishna has taken charge. When one understands that, yes, Krishna is now taking charge of my life, then what happens? Then whatever comes in my life, what happens? It actually becomes completely blissful. That is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he says beautifully, Govindprabhu was mentioning this point also, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions in this bhajan, in one of the Bhagavatam class, he was mentioning Govindprabhu, and I was discussing this with Jagannath Prabhu also. Many times we face many of these obstacles in our path of bhakti. So what is the consciousness which Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, that what one should have consciousness is, he is mentioning this point, this in his bhajan, that whenever in devotional service, whatever obstacles they are coming in, whatever obstacles, the miseries which are coming in on my path, are actually the sources of my enjoyment. Whatever miseries, obstacles which are coming. So this is one of the very, very high elevated consciousness one should actually understand. This is what our acharyas want us to be on that level. To understand that when miseries come, it should not, because many times then we immediately keep our foot down and say, Krishna, why only to me? Why this is happening only to me? I'm just a good devotee. Sometimes, you know, many times, like people say, although, you know, they might not be practicing Krishna consciousness fully, but they are pious. You know? They say, no, actually, why this? No, this should not happen to me. Somebody came, you know, in our program in Thane, and somebody was asking, you know, Steve Jobs, he was such a good person, why he left? No, I cannot understand. Don't try to tell me about karma and all that. So they are not ready to accept, you know, this fact that, you know, somehow or other, you know, because it's obviously one is karma and other one is Krishna's direct interference. Because, you know, we heard that he was the one who actually used to go regularly and used to take prasad in devotees. So probably Krishna, you know, we don't know Krishna's plan. Krishna might have arranged him for a nice birth so that he could progress further in Krishna consciousness. So I explained him, and then he could understand, then he was pacified. Because this might not be understood clearly when we go through the Bhagavad Gita individually. That is why when we go through a proper, you know, especially through the purports of Srila Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, and hear from a bona fide spiritual master, we can understand very nicely. I also like to, you know, especially mention about this point of faith, especially which Prabhupada is mentioning here, that the Hare Krishna movement is also an incarnation of Krishna in the form of the holy name, Nama Rupe. And again, Prabhupada is mentioning here that the entire world is in a precarious condition, and the only hope is this Krishna, Hare Krishna movement. So Prabhupada, I was just recalling this fact that Prabhupada, when he was in the Chaladuta, actually, in this prayer which he mentioned, which he actually wrote on board the ship Chaladuta, Commonwealth Pier, when he was at Boston, Massachusetts, USA. It was in 18 September 1965. Prabhupada is writing this beautiful poem. Bodo Krupa Koile Krishna Adhamera Pati. Prabhupada is posing himself as Adham, very, very fallen soul. But he's saying, still, I am such a fallen soul, but still Krishna has bestowed his mercy. Bodo Krupa Koile Krishna Adhamera Pati. And thereafter, in the end, because he says, Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu, Nachao, Simata. He is actually praying that somehow or other, I have come here. But I don't have, my words don't have power. Only you can bestow that strength in those words. And thereafter he says, please make me dance, Krishna, please make me dance. Because I simply want to become a puppet in your hands to give Krishna consciousness to everyone. And then he says further in his prayers, Bhakti nahi beda nahi, name khuba daro. This is one of the very beautiful qualities of a devotee, pure devotee, you may see. Bhakti nahi veda nahi name khuba daro, bhakti vedant name be sarthak koro. Here we see bhakti nahi veda nahi, you know, he says I don't have bhakti, you know, I have no devotion, nor do I have knowledge. Bhakti nahi veda nahi, although Srila Prabhupada was one of the scholarly personalities at that time, and he was named bhakti vedant by, you know, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj, one of his godbrothers, senior godbrothers. Bhakti nahi, but he's still saying, Bhakti nahi, Veda nahi. But what he says, I have only one qualification. He's admitting, and he's having obviously that firm faith. Bhakti nahi, Veda nahi, name khuba daro. What is that? But I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna.
Bhakti nahi veda nahi name khub daro, bhakti vedant name be sarthak koro.
He's saying, now my dear Lord, I don't have bhakti and you know, neither I know Veda, but I have only one faith, that yes, your holy name is very strong, very potent. We can see here in the purports of Srila Prabhupada, your faith, your holy name is very potent. I know you have incarnated in this Kali Yuga as Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Yes, I have full faith. So now if you like, I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now if you like, my dear Lord, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. So this is one of the very, very nice qualification which we see here of a pure devotee, that the Hare Krishna moment is also an incarnation of Krishna. So Prabhupada is saying, because Hare Krishna moment is, the foundation of Hare Krishna moment is what? Prabhupada, Hare Krishna moment, which we saw, which we say International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The foundation is the chanting of the holy names, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is why Prabhupada, if you see, many times we have discussed this also, that when Prabhupada had to write, every one of us is actually afraid of the Asuric rulers and politicians. Every one of us who is actually afraid of the Asuric rulers and politicians must welcome this incarnation of Krishna. And when Prabhupada is writing incarnation of Krishna, he is writing the Hare Krishna. He should write Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but no, Prabhupada is writing everything. He is writing Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So Prabhupada has, you know, because everywhere, especially you know, one who have read Srimad Bhagavatam, one will see that Prabhupada is not writing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he is writing Hare Krishna, entire Mahamantra. And then again, therefore the entire world is in a precarious condition and the only hope is this Hare Krishna movement. Now, Prabhupada has that faith, yes, there's the only hope, Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar, which we hear in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam also, 12th canto, sorry, that Krishna's holy name only is the only means, it is the only shelter for all of us in Kali Yuga. So this faith is what actually is the qualification which should all should actually come to, because Prabhupada also, that was in one of the meetings in Mayapur, Prabhupada was looking in each and everyone's eye, eye to eye actually, he was having his contact and saying, do you believe in Krishna? Everyone was just, you know, everyone could not speak, you know, Prabhupada was looking each and everyone and saying, do you believe in Krishna? And then Prabhupada said, if you all believed in Krishna like me, then we will change the whole world in 18 days. Just like, you know, Kurukshetra war was fought in how many days? 18 days. And Arjuna was the one who actually, you know, was on the Pandavas. Krishna was there and the war was finished in 18 days. So Prabhupada said, we can conquer the whole world, you know. We can save the whole world from this precarious condition in 18 days. If you just simply have faith in the holy name. So, another beautiful pastime of this transcendental faith which one has to develop. Because this faith actually develops when one asks that, yes, Prabhuji, yes, you know, it's very nice that you are saying transcendental faith, we should have complete faith, but how will one develop this faith in the holy name of Krishna, in the association of devotees, in the Bhagavatam, which in the process of Krishna consciousness, the Abhideya thing which is mentioned, which is given by the Acharyas. How will one develop faith? Our Acharyas obviously mentioned, by associating with those devotees who have faith. Naturally, when we associate with devotees, you know, who have transcendental faith, strong faith in the Supreme Lord's holy name and his pastimes, his paraphernalia, naturally we also will develop that same faith. We have this example of Shabari, who was actually serving her spiritual master. A very, very, very nice example, because it was in the association of spiritual master and other fellow, you know, God brothers and God sisters, you know, she might be having. She was able to achieve that transcendental faith, because even though when they left from that place, because her spiritual master told him, you remain in this place and wait, Lord Ram will definitely come and bestow you mercy. So here we see Shabari was every day, she used to bring flowers for the Lord, she used to make garlands for the Lord, she used to collect fruits for the Lord and wait for the Lord to come. She had that transcendental faith. Otherwise, normally, you know, what happens when we are continuing our service, you know, many a times we feel, whether Lord is accepting my service. For her, the Lord was obviously, you know, she had that faith in the instructions of her Guru. Yes, my, you know, whatever my Guru has said,
that will turn out to be true. If not this lifetime, probably next lifetime, or probably, you know, many lifetimes. But I should continue to serve. So with that transcendental faith, she continued on. And we know, you know, finally, you know, when she was old, at that time, Lord Ram appeared with Lakshman. And she could personally garland, you know, Lord Ram. And she could personally bring the fruits, you know, which she obviously, you know, the love. We know that, you know, the love of Shabri, because Lakshmanji was offended. He said, how could you offer, you know, Lord Ram your own, you know, remnants? So Lord Ram said, that is her love actually. I am accepting her love. So this is one of the examples of transcendental faith. Another example, you know, of this transcendental faith is of Shivas Thakur. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, we all know Shivas Thakur, one of the very, very close associates of the Lord. One time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, because along with Shivas Thakur, there were many of his brothers, his family members. We know Sukhi, she along with her, along with his servants, they were all staying. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, but how come you are maintaining yourself, Shivas? Because I have seen that you don't work. How do you maintain yourself? Shivas just, you know, clapped three times. And you know, Mahaprabhu was bewildered, you know. He says, my dear Shivas, I am asking you something and you are telling me something else. What is happening with you? You know? Is something wrong with you? Please tell me, you know, how come you are actually maintaining yourself? Then again he claps three times. And then Mahaprabhu becomes a little bit, you know, annoyed. You know? He says, Shivas, I am asking you something. Please tell me. Then Shivas, you know, he says, my dear Lord, that somehow or other I have complete faith in the Lord. That because he is a maintainer. He is a maintainer of everyone. So if I clap three times and if my maintenance doesn't come to me, then I have taken a vow. If that it doesn't happen, then I will personally drown myself in the Ganga. So as soon as when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hears this, you know, because he sees that transcendental faith, that faith in the factor of maintenance, that yes, Krishna is my maintainer. Why will he not maintain me? Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays, he says, Dainya Atma Nivedanam, Dainya Atma Nivedana, Goptrutve Varana, Avashya Rakshibe Krishna, Vishwasa Palana. These are the six, there are, I just spoke the four, the Shadanga Sharanagati, the six limbs of Sharanagati, and the fifth and sixth one is Anukul, whatever is Anukul for Krishna Bhakti, that I will do, and whatever is Pratikul, I will not do. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this is one of the third things, that yes, Krishna will maintain me, Goptrutve Varanam. Rupa Goswami also mentions this, Goptrutve Varanam Tatha. Dainyata is humility, Atma Nivedan means complete surrender, and third one is, which we just discussed about Shivas Thakur, maintainer. Yes, Krishna is my maintainer. Dainya Atma Nivedanam, Goptrutve Varanam, Avashya Rakshibe Krishna. Krishna will always protect me. Why to worry? Krishna will always protect me. And because I have surrendered to him, I will always do what Krishna likes and I will not do what Krishna doesn't like. Thereafter, Bhaktivinoda Thakur very beautifully says, Shadanga Sharanagati, Shadanga Sharanagati, Hoi Bejahara, Tahara Prathana Shune, Srinanda Kumar. That whoever displays these six limbs of surrender, his prayers will always be offered by Sri Nanda Kumar. Nanda Kumar means Gopina, that is Krishna. The one who displays these six limbs of surrender, Krishna will always answer to his prayers. Krishna will in fact run to him to fulfill his prayers, to fulfill his desire. Oh, what do you want? Like Shivas Thakur, we see here, that transcendental faith which he actually had, that is displayed. And Krishna actually, how couldn't he? Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, my dear Shivas, with your transcendental faith, you know, I declare that generations of yours will also actually, you know, will never go hungry or never go, you know, bankrupt. A day will come when Lakshmiji herself will have to go door to door begging, but your house will never go bankrupt. And we know tomorrow is Diwali, and I don't know, yesterday it started Dhanatrayadashi, probably yesterday or tomorrow. Everybody is worshipping Lakshmiji at their house. But here we see Shrivas is actually... He's being promised by Lord, by the Supreme Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, that, you know, Lakshmiji will go begging door to door, you know, because nowadays, as we know, people are all wanting to worship Lakshmiji and that she should come in my house. You know, and she should actually bestow me a lot of opulences, auspiciousness and wealth. Wealth is primary, auspiciousness and opulence is secondary. Because they think that wealth, when wealth comes, then all auspiciousness, all opulence will come. So, but here we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually bestowing that benediction upon Sivaji Thakur, that Lakshmiji, actually, you know, which we all are, you know, which everyone, especially the materialistic people, are all hankering for, that yes, Lakshmiji, if she comes, yes, that will be the best day of my life. But yes, that is why they feel that yes, tomorrow without Narayan we will worship Lakshmi, and that we all know that without worshiping, you know, because Lakshmi is chanchala, and only wherever there is Lord Narayan, Lakshmi is always there. And especially we should know that, as I was discussing this point, that opulence and auspiciousness, because Lakshmiji bestows all auspiciousness and all opulence upon the devotee to serve Lord Narayan. Wealth is secondary, because as we see here, the lesson which we learn from Shiva Thakur, because he doesn't want wealth, because he doesn't need of any wealth, because he knows Krishna is my maintainer, because you know Lakshmiji is, you know, the opulence. Because if I worship my dear Lord Krishna, then I don't need to, you know, what you call, I don't need to worry about anything else. Because what happens normally is, people actually always, you know, say that, okay, actually I don't have this, I don't have that. That means I want that, actually. I don't have an iPod, or I don't have a beautiful sari, or I don't have a beautiful Mercedes car, or I don't have this and that. That means it's very clear that I want it. That means without it, I am incomplete. Whereas Shiva Thakur doesn't want all that, you know, he doesn't want that. I need so and so things, you know, I need to eat, you know, all those precious items to eat and all. No, because he knows that simple basic necessities are provided by the Lord to everyone. But what is our consciousness now? That we want something more than what we are actually, you know, what we actually need. The Lord is always providing to everyone. You know, because Prabhupada always speaks in, you know, his Bhagavatams, and the Lord is always providing. He is always, you know, he is so merciful that he always provides to everyone, even an animal, and like an ant and an elephant. He is providing everyone without, you know, their, what you call, because all they have to stay in the jungle and eat whatever is available. Similarly, Sivaji Thakur had that transcendental faith. So here we see very clearly that with that strong faith, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually bestowed upon Sivaji Thakur that mercy. To conclude with, especially Srila Prabhupada's, especially this consciousness of complete surrender and Sharanagati, which we discussed, this six limbs. Prabhupada actually, you know, speaks this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Prabhupada, you know, he further elaborates about this Atmanivedanam also in the purports of Bali Maharaj. Prabhupada speaks that yes, one should actually, you know, follow in the footsteps of the Mahajanas, because in this chapter also, first canto, 9th chapter, text number 19, when Bhishma Dev is praying, in this verse, Bhishma Dev is also quoting Lord Shiva, Brahma, Kapila, and Lord Shiva. I think he quotes 4 or 5 Mahajans, and thereafter Prabhupada also in the end, in the purport, Prabhupada is mentioning, Narada, Prabhupada is mentioning, all these glories of the Lord are especially known to the great Mahajans like Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Kapila, Kumar and Bhishma, as mentioned above, and one is able to grasp it by their grace. So this understanding, especially of how to take these tribulations, I would like to summarize. This understanding of, because Prabhupada in the end, he mentioned this point, that as we hear, you know, Sato Vritte in Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami mentioned this, following in the footsteps of the previous Acharyas. That means following the footsteps of the Mahajans, whatever their instructions they have given. So the tribulations which come in our lives, one should understand that yes, when we completely take shelter of the Lord, one should understand when tribulations come, we should understand that it is completely directed by the Supreme Lord. And with that transcendental faith, one should continue on to serve the Supreme Lord. Like we saw how Shabari surrendered to the Lord, had that faith, surrendered to our spiritual master's instructions, and continued on to serve her spiritual master in spite of his absence. And then we saw another example of Sivaji Thakur, who also had that complete transcendental faith. And we have our His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, who also exhibited that same faith in the holy name of Krishna. because of which now we are actually sitting here in one of his temples and actually taking shelter of the Hare Krishna movement by loudly chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any questions or comments? If any. Yes.
You mentioned that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said that when obstacles or distress comes in his devotional service, then he's writing that he sees that as his greatest happiness. Is correct? Could you just explain a little bit more about that?
Actually, we have experienced that also in our... especially the obstacles on the path of devotional service, because many a times one might say that the miseries come because one might not understand, because when we are not on a devotional plane. But actually those obstacles, what happens, especially in personal experience, which I would like to share, because I cannot speak something other than my experiences, because especially when we are preaching or when we are actually engaged in services, and when obstacle comes, we feel that actually, you know, they should not come in our lives. But later when we look back, actually those obstacles which had come in our lives, we look back, we actually realize that yes, actually it was Krishna's personal intervention in that, because that is how we were saved because of that. If somehow Krishna wouldn't have brought that obstacle for us over there, we could have gone somewhere else, and that is how his movement also wouldn't have, you know, in fact we have faced that many times, that Krishna has his own plans. And when sometimes we are not going by his plans, then he will sometimes bring his obstacles. And sometimes when he sees that we are going too fast, then he'll pull us back. And sometimes he says we are going too slow, he pushes us. So those obstacles which are coming in our life are actually meant, you know, somehow or other to engage us properly in Krishna's service. So probably, yeah. Yes.
I need to use it as an opportunity.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.